Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Democratic State House members say a Republican colleague from Dauphin County in central PA was reckless for testing positive for COVID-19 and keeping his exposure from them. More from KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo.
Harrisburg area Republican State House member Andrew Lewis released a statement Wednesday saying he was tested for the virus on May 18th and the test came back positive on May 20th. Lewis says his last day in the state capitol was before that on May 14th. Mike Straub, spokesman for the House Republican Majority Leader, says Lewis was only in the Capitol briefly during the time he would have been contagious.
It was actually not a very complicated process to determine exactly who he interacted with on that day.
Straub says all of those people were notified and that CDC and state guidelines were followed. But South Philadelphia Democrat Elizabeth Fiedler says the failure to notify Democrats is appalling.
It was shocking to many of us that our colleague from the other side of the aisle would think that this was in any way appropriate.
In a written statement, Philadelphia House Democrats called the GOP's actions reckless and a blatant disregard of human life. In Harrisburg, Tony Romeo, KYW News Radio.